96 QMS, Steely Dan, crawling up your leg here on the asylum this morning, 922 here. I'm Uncle Ryan.
And I'm Troy.
It's going to be a sunny, hot, humid day. We got some more rain coming. Looks like a thunderstorm, high 87. I'm going to go ahead and roll a tape here. This happened earlier on the broadcast at 7:20 when we attempted to do the joke of the day.
I don't mind you running this at all.
I don't either, really. I think the people should hear this because we've gotten a lot of complaints about Frosty in his mouth. So yesterday was it.
We decided to take care of it this morning.
We did. Jeff, would you roll that tape? This happened a few hours ago on the broadcast.
At the 7:20 joke break.
A little graphic, but I think you need to hear it.
Uncle Ron's Asylum is intended for a mature adult audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Dip, dip. Good morning there. Wipes.
That's
get
it.
Him.
Right.
Go. Get him. Get him.
Get
him. Get
off me.
I broke the top of the
son of it. He wiggles. Put the tape on his mouth. Put the tape right there. Perfect. Perfect.
Got him right
good
here.
Good job, man. Good job.
I told you I could take a midget.
Next time, I believe you.
Hey, you got to help me over here, man. He's still thrashing.
Okay, let's
you got the nails?
Yeah, let's put him up by the fern.
By the fern, okay. Frosty, shut up. Quit wiggling. Stop it. All right.
I got the nails.
Okay, all right. Boys, fight.
In the shirt.
Okay, all right.
No skin. Just get him in the shirt.
All right.
There it is.
You relax, Frosty.
Yeah, stop wiggling.
Take it easy.
Calm down, man.
Okay, yeah, he's up.
Great.
He's secure now.
All right.
He's not going anywhere.
Looks good. It's like art. It's art. It is art.
No, wait a second. Look
like
at that.
Living art.
Turn around.
Now the fern.
Yeah, with it kind of makes that wall too busy.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to move him again. Why don't we just move?
Let's just move the fern.
Okay, yeah, I'll move that.
Put over by heart. Put that over by Duke's heart poster, will you?
How about that? Good?
That's good. Yeah. And I like the way the light's coming in on Frosty.
Yeah, balances the room out a little bit.
Frost, quit wiggling,
it's not.
Man.
We're not letting you down, buddy.
You're gonna fall, kiddo.
You deserve this.
It's been coming. Anyway, folks, we have finally taken care of the Frosty the Clown problem.
It was as much from public demand as any other reason.
Man, every morning, I'm just, every third caller. It's follow him up, little.
Okay, well, until you change your attitude, you're staying up.
That's right. You are art.
No, this tape stays on, too.
Okay, so we need a joke here. You got a joke?
Yeah, not really. I can't tell one.
Okay.
You're the pro here.
How many bureaucrats does it take to change a light bulb?
How many bureaucrats to change a light bulb? I have no idea, Uncle Ron. It
takes seven.
Mm-hmm.
One to supervise.
Mm-hmm.
One to arrange for the electricity to be shut off.
Okay.
One to make sure that safety and quality standards are maintained.
All right.
One to monitor compliance with local, state, and federal regulations.
I see.
One to manage personnel relations.
Mm-hmm.
One to fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And one to screw the light bulb into the water faucet.
That's not funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I tried.
This is Race for Cash, and it's no spectator sport. It's $100,000 instantly or $1,000,000 on TV. So take a test drive at Hoosier Lottery stores everywhere.
Start your engines, race for cash, running fast. $100,000 is waiting,
sun. Drink Big Red. Go ahead and down one. Drink a Big Red instead for a change of taste. Big Red. The sun is so high. Big Red. Your throat is so dry. What a difference Big Red makes. Big Red. Wave. Drink Big Red, the taste your thirst craves. Drink a Big Red instead for a change of
Hi there. I'd like to take you on a little trip around Louisville. Suppose I'm visiting the... What I want to get to... To meet some friends for an afternoon of... And then, who knows, maybe a little... And dancing. Now, how do you suppose I'd do all this without getting too tired for that dancing? I'm going to do it all on... Yeah, TARC. And it's easy to find out how. All I have to do is call...
TARC information.
At 585-1234. So, next time you need to go somewhere, TARC yourself there. Just call 585-1234, because... takes you there. TDD, TTY users call... 587-8255.
Constantly.
928 at QMF, the Asylum on the Air. I'm Uncle Ron.
And I'm Troy, and a good morning to y'all.
Hey, join us Sunday, May 19th at 2 o'clock this Sunday, Anderson Park in New Albany. It's right off of Interstate 64. In fact, it's on Cherry Street, off State Street. You can see it from the expressway.
I'm ready. I am ready to play if I just get over this soreness.
This team is, I think, we're going to amaze a lot of people. We won a lot of games last year. People think, yeah, you're going to play a radio station. A bunch of geeks in Bermudas and... Black Sox are going to show up being cool.
Okay, it'll be that way the first game because the uniforms aren't in yet. But once they get in, we're going to look good. We actually do have a pretty good team.
We got a good team. So we're going to be playing Sunday. I'm going to be coaching the Master Batters this year. So
bring some canned food for Kentucky Harvest, please.
I think the difference this year is going to be that the team will actually have a coach, someone who is going to take charge and just say, okay, this is what we're going to do, which we didn't have last year. You know, it was 10 people just running around.
Out of control. We need somebody, a figurehead.
Stump Clay is my name now.
I like that, Coach Stump.
Yeah. If you come out to a game, don't call me Uncle Ron or whatever. Just say, hey, Stump.
That's all you need to say.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Bring us a can good. We'll be there at 2 o'clock playing ASI Robotics from, it's got to be something in Indiana, but I don't know what. It doesn't matter.
I would guess it's New Albany, you know, and that's their home field.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a good game. Bring your kids, your cooler, your blanket, and enjoy a couple hours of softball on Sunday. And
I'm a little sore, but I'm going to stretch it out.
No, you'll be all right. You'll be fine. Is that from the Doc Rainey physical?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's from.
Our team physician, old Doc Rainey from E10.
I go to the batting cages for 2 hours, feel fine. 5-minute examination from him, and I can't walk for three days.
Work that out.
But I checked out.
All right. 9:30 here at QMF. QMF, the Asylum. Good morning to you and yourn. And we do mean that.
Zeppelin and Fool in the Rain for you listening, Dassey. Pleasure.
It's going to be sunny, very warm today with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, high 87. And
warm and wet today.
I don't know. What is it, man? What is it?
What is what?
Well, the show. I mean...
it's smoking, it's hot, it's roaring, it's flying.
Do you think?
Soaring like an eagle.
I'm not feeling that. I'm not seeing that or feeling that, and I know what it is. I cannot get a night's sleep. I can't get a full night's sleep. I'm waking up every night 10, 15 times having these horrible nightmares. Oh, I had one last night, and you were in it.
Was it a nightmare?
Yeah.
Man, the best thing to do about nightmares, seriously, is to talk about them, if you can remember it.
Well, the details, we're on the air. We're sitting like we are right now in the studio talking, doing a show. Blinding flash of light.
Oh, boy.
Blinding flash of light. Know. Nuclear attack, apparently Holocaust. Armageddon, something like that. And the next thing I know, I've got two heads, and you have a big... On your forehead, man, you got a big... 96 QMF, the Asylum. This is Uncle Ron.
And so am I.
Good morning.
You are not.
I am. What do you mean I'm not?
Well, you're sitting right...
Folks, I'm sorry. You all know what's happened. We've had a major nuclear disaster.
Okay, would you
nuclear
speed it up here? They know that.
I'm stuck with an extra head, apparently.
I'm not extra. I'm just
two heads. They're better than one. Are not...
They are not better than one.
Well, that shows how much you
All right, would you shut up, please? Let me do this. I'm broadcasting here.
That's why you were dying on the radio.
I'm still looking for Troy somewhere in the debris of this radio station. I know he's here.
Who?
And as soon as he is found,
We're going to get back to normal and try to bring you the best darn asylum we can.
How can you get back
under the circumstances? And I know there's probably only 8 or 9 of you left listening out there.
That's all you had before the war, you know.
Would you shut up, please?
I'm not going to shut up. I don't have to shut up.
We had thousands. You didn't have thousands, man. You were lucky to have 100.
I can't stand it.
Well, then sit down.
Two heads. I'm a freak. I'm a mutant freak.
Yeah. So what's new?
For God's sake. Well, can we just do the show here? Let's get on with the show.
Okay, all right, all right. We're going to do the show.
Fine.
I'm Uncle Ron. That's my other head. Wait, whoa.
What? Is anybody else? Anybody?
Troy, is that you?
Uncle Ron?
Jeez. Stick your hand out of the...
Uncle Ron!
There he is. He's alive.
He's burnt.
He's alive.
There's a burnt guy down there, man.
Troy, man. It's my partner. It's my partner, Troy, who was on the show with me before the bomb.
Oh,
yeah, he made it.
Well,
hey.
What,
we're in the studio, man. We were on the air, a flash, and this happened.
And a big one happened?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
They dropped a big one, man.
Great.
Are you okay?
Quit whimpering about it. It's over, man. Deal with it, you know.
What the hell is... What?
Yeah. Jeez, you... You look kind of funny, man. I hate to say it to you.
What the hell is that?
Well, kind of
small.
What is
on my head, man?
Yeah, it's grown out of your forehead there. It's
Where's the piece of glass here?
Why don't you look in there?
Oh, great.
I know.
Great.
Well, everybody's going to look weird. I mean,
it's
look at me.
It's growing out of my head.
I know, and I got two heads. I got an extra head.
I wonder if it's functional.
Well, go try to go to the bathroom. See
okay,
if it works.
Who cares if it's functional?
Well, there's no bathroom left. I mean, just... On your damn forehead.
Doesn't matter.
I don't have to go right now anyway.
Okay, well, right. Jesus Christ.
We do a show here.
At least you made it. You're alive.
The only time I'm going to be able to see is when I'm excited.
Well,
right out of my forehead.
You know, there's been a major war or something, man.
Yeah, but you got two heads, man.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
And he won't shut up either.
Well, why don't you introduce me to him?
I guess you shut up. Pain enough to shut up.
I'll just shut up and I'm not.
All right. It's my butt. Troy, this is Ron.
How you doing, Troy?
Yeah, I felt better, you know.
Good luck finding hats.
Okay, you have to be a wise guy. Look at the man. He's burnt.
Real funny head.
What's wrong with you?
I thought humor was a part of the show, but apparently I was wrong.
Well,
let's go over and see if there's anything left at Rubino's. Get some food.
I'm kind of hungry, too.
You want to do some food?
Yeah. I'm going to need an extra pair of pants, though. Let me look around here first.
So I just throw a slap of sock
put on. Put a sock on it.
Yeah,
let's
go eat.
Come on.
I'm hungry.
I'm not buying either. I'm not
you are buying. What do you mean you're not buying?
I'm not paying.
You are paying. It was your idea. You're paying.
Hey, you go sell Rubino. You're paying for what?
It's good to be back here at the Comedy Room. You know, my apartment is so small, the mice are round shoulders. That's right. My apartment is so small, you have to go outside to change your mind. My apartment is
you're
so small.
You're not funny!
What do you know? Hey, my apartment is so small.
You're lying! You live at the Oxford. Oxford apartments are huge!
Excuse me, what was that about the Oxford apartment?
I said Oxford apartments are huge. They have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments available.
Let me tell you about my mother-in-law.
Quiet! I'm trying to find out about the Oxford.
Studio apartments started just $299. 1 bedroom's only $369. 2 bedrooms started only $399, and 3 bedrooms are just $549. And most apartments come with free heat and hot water and washer-dryer hookups, too.
Hey, do you guys mind?
Oxford also offers apartment homes with cozy fireplaces, garages, mini blinds, ceiling fans, wet bars, plus 3 clubhouses, indoor and outdoor pools, a childcare facility, and lots more.
Wow, I can get the same features as those expensive new apartment communities for a lot less money at the Oxford.
Right, and there's nothing funny about saving money.
Dr. Pepper introduced Louisville's newest 20-ounce non-returnable bottle. Pick up a refreshing taste of Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper in the new 20-ounce bottle at the introductory price of 59 cents. That's 25% more for only 59 cents. Stop by any Thornton Oil and get one today.
You've got the choice of the new generation.
The Boz. He's an undercover cop with his own way of turning up the heat.
I don't like cops who make up the rules as they go.
And when he decides to chill out...
You picked up the wrong passenger, buddy!
He's stone cold.
When this deal goes down, everyone burns.
Brian Bosworth, stone cold.
And then some.
From Columbia Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Friday at select theaters.
Gimme no skin, gimme all taste.
There's a whole new kind of fried chicken at KFC. New light and crispy, skin-free chicken.
Gimme no skin, gimme all taste.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard right. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's a whole new kind of fried chicken that's totally skin-free.
Gimme no skin, gimme all taste.
I know what you're thinking. How does it taste? Well, how does this sound? Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside. Because it's perfectly marinated with all those secret herbs and spices.
Gimme no skin, gimme all taste.
New light and crispy chicken from KFC. If you like how good it sounds, imagine how good it's gonna taste.
Gimme no skin, gimme all taste. Nobody's cooking like today's KFC.
Available at participating restaurants.
All right, Frosty, please be quiet so we can do our show here, please. Apparently not real happy about being nailed to the wall, but I think
we don't care.
He looks nice the way the light is going off the nose, man. Nice
he is catching the light.
Did you ever do like interior decorating? Because you put him right in the perfect spot.
Well, you know, no, I never did it professionally, but I've always seemed to have a sense for it.
Really, like where the couch goes or that.
Oh yeah, where things go and that's the color coordinate and the placement of pictures and
all that. It's perfect.
Man. We needed to move the fern over so it could catch the
get some light.
Yeah. I really think this could be a major moneymaker someday.
You think?
Yeah, wiggling art. Yeah, art that moves.
Wiggling, living art.
Each time you look at it, it's something different.
That's right.
You know?
You're right. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We just did a commercial for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's KFC, Uncle Ron.
Okay. Let me change that.
I was wrong.
No, what was I thinking? We have... No, we're not giving KFC away with the Kentucky Kingdom Pass. We're giving the CD.
We're giving the KFC stuff. Light and crispy skinless buckets of chicken away to Joke of the Day theme song contestants.
Theme songs. Yeah, if you do have a Joke of the Day theme song, send it to us on a cassette and get ready for next Tuesday night. We'll take you out there with us and give you a chance for a trip to the Bahamas. Right now, let's go ahead and take caller number 9. What's that number?
That number is 571-9696.
We'll get you a pair of tickets to Kentucky Kingdom, a decent little amusement park. If you haven't been out there yet this year, I guarantee you're going to have a good time. I took my family out Saturday, and it was fun. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, check out the Quake.
3-4 hours, and man.
Also,
There's actually shade at Kentucky Kingdom. There are places you can sit under a tree.
For older guys like you to cool off.
All right, you didn't have to say that. Well, you have to bring that up.
Is that the truth, though? Is it the truth?
Well, yes, it is, but why do you have to say?
Okay, hey, the winner, caller number 9 here at 571-9696, is not only going to win a pair of tickets for Kentucky Kingdom, but also a copy of the new Stone City Flashpoint.
All right. Call us right now. Number 9. Getting down to the end of the... can we please shut him up? Wait. Frosty, please be quiet, man.
You're not getting down until you change your little your attitude. Yes, a little attitude. What's he going to do?
Yeah, make fun of him.
What's he going to do?
But 12 till 10 here at QMAC.